I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and we're happy to welcome back to our studios Frankie Lee, and he brought Sarah Kruger with him, so excited about that, too. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
Nice to have you and both of you back here in the studio. You have a new album out, just came out in May. We'll talk about that. Of course, it's named after your hometown in Minnesota, Stillwater. Lots of stories around that, I'm sure. But what do you want to get started with here? Let's start with a tune.
Yeah, we can do, this is actually a song that was written down the old Main Street there. I don't know if there is a single on this record. But it's for Jessica Lange, so that's always a good one, because she was born here. Wasn't she born here?
She was born in Cloquet. Okay. Yeah, she was born in Cloquet. And it's kind of funny, because as I was reading an interview and you were talking about this song, and she's actually been kind of in the news lately. People have been passing around stories about her lately because she does photography. And there was a great article about her photography, and she and the reporter kind of did a trip up Highway 61 to work on some photo, or, you know, to talk about this photography that she does. And it was really cool to find out this other talent that she has. And so everybody was sharing their stories of, oh, yeah, I used to see her all the time here. I used to see her, all, you know, I once saw her at the movie theater downtown. We watched the same movie together. And I know you were saying that you used to see her in Stillwater because that was one of her homes.
Went to school with us, and it was that story makes me love her even more. Her photographs, I'm not sure.
It's cool, and I would really love it if she would do a show here. But anyway, we digress. if she would do a photography show here,
put
it would
cup
be
of coffee down in your quiet little cabin.
That's right. But so the song was kind of inspired by her.
Yeah, she left. I think you know, like everyone leaves a place, and a friend actually sent me an article of what she had said of why she left Stillwater, and I could relate, as we all can, as we watch things change, and everything changes. Everything passes. Just do what you think you should do, as someone once said. But, it wasn't long after that I had somewhat of a dream, although I'm sure Jessica Lange shows up in a lot of people's dreams, but this one was about a town we both lived in. And so it struck me to actually write it down and put a melody to it. It's called Downtown Lights.
What we lost, we'll get back.
for you at the end of the line. When there's nowhere left we can run, I turn my back to the wind. You move on. I can feel your heart, baby, breaking in my arms tonight. Hey, I can feel your heart, baby, breaking in my arms tonight. Hey, I can feel your heart, baby, breaking in my arms
tonight. That is Frankie Lee live from Studio A and a tune on his new album called Downtown Lights. The album is Stillwater. So not only did you name the album after your hometown, you actually recorded it. And not only did you record it in your hometown, you recorded it in your childhood home. Is
true.
That right?
Oh, that's true.
And what on earth made you want? You did not happen to grow up with a recording studio in the basement, I'm going to assume. So what made you decide that you wanted to do that?
Well, that's a good question, and it's a long story, but it actually it starts and kind of ends with Jacob Hansen, who's going to be with me tomorrow night, and Tom Herbers. We had been talking about recording the record in studios, as people do, and I looked at them, and I just wasn't in the headspace to go and put pressure on a studio or in a kind of a space that, similar to this, lots of wires and microphones and lights and everything, as comfortable as this seems. It just was like, well, I just don't want to do that. And I think it wasn't, for some reason, it wasn't even in my mind that we could do it some other way. And then I think Jake had gotten tired of me talking about it and just said, well, you know, Herbers we could set this up wherever you want. And so I was like, oh, yeah, Tom Herbers did Stars and Satellites, and Tom Herbers is the best engineer I've ever been around, just the way his brain works and how he can get natural sound, and even on those low records, you know, manipulated into kind of a really unique and organic thing, which is kind of what I'm going for, you know. It's like it's like food is the same thing. It's like when you have a really good strawberry, although most people just have strawberries and they don't know the difference, but when you have a really good one, you're like, oh, well, someone knew what type of shade and when to plant it in the ground and when to pull it out. And so I was like, okay, well, he's a perfect kind of sound farmer, and he'd be up for this, because it's definitely, he did so much extra work for such little pay. I'm so sorry, Tom. But so then he came and set it up, and it was unbelievable. I mean, it was the piano I started playing on, and we got that tuned up, and he put his tape machine next to the wood stove, and we had, you know, the drums in the living room, and it was just it was an organic and very natural thing once it all happened, because, like I said, because the guys who I had around me, and then also Tom, we never had to stop a take because of any studio. There's a lot of studio time is filled up with the microphones and the things and the plugging in and all the, you can tell how much I know about studios, but it just gets a little taxing to sit and look at a screen. So there was no computers, and it wasn't, none of this was even on purpose. It just came together and was, it was magical. It was in fall, and we sat on the front porch and, you know, we talk about the songs, we go back in and record them. And it was only 2 or 3 days, and we just did it all like this, looking at each other, and we'd stop and have meal breaks, and our friend Ben Lester came over and played some steel guitar and some piano, and that was it. That was really, that's all there was to it. Just a few days and getting the right people around.
Is your mom still around?
Yeah, my mom's still there.
And so she lives in that house, and you said, Mom.
Yeah.
And how did she react?
Yeah. My mom's great. My mom is, everybody thinks they have the best mom. So I'm a part of that camp. Her boyfriend is in a band, or was in a band called Sunvolt. And so she stays with him a lot in the cities. And so that house is kind of there for my sister and her kids. And I stay out there a lot. And we all as a family get together out there. So it's kind of perfect for a space. You think about music being made in spaces. And it used to be that the piano used to be the television. You know, as you see those pictures, people used to gather around and, you know, Grandpa Joe would play the fiddle and Margaret would come over with the accordion and somebody put a songbook up. And so my family, we grew up like that. Both my parents played music, and it wasn't like we were part of some cult where we'd sit in little white robes and sing in a circle, but there was just music in the house, and the piano was always there, and the guitars were always out. So it just seemed about as natural. It was, you know, I kind of didn't know what we had, because it was just, like I said, it happened in that house and happened growing up, and it just was another thing that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes you get in a studio and you're like, I have to make something happen. I'm
right.
Paying this X amount of money, or I have this amount of time, and it can be a little daunting. I don't work well under pressure, unless it's like a sports game where you're getting yelled at and there's an objective to put a, you know, to put a thing in a net or something. I'm good at that.
But put a thing in a thing.
But creatively, yeah, it's just like, please, you know, I don't want to see the clock, and I don't want how much money, as those things aren't really included in what I do.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that sounds like just a really nice, laid back and nostalgic in a way. Did you say you were playing the actual piano that you grew up playing?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it was all Tom Herbers. They don't even, people credit their people, and it's just him as a person. If you see him, just thank him for all the magic that he's created in the world.
And he seems like such a low-key guy, you know.
He's
been in here before doing sound for one of their sessions,
chill.
And he's just so laid back, you know. I've seen him at various events, and
it makes me seem like a hyperactive squirrel.
well that's wonderful. So the album came out in May. When did you actually record it? You said it was fall.
The fall before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it was a while. Mm-hmm. I always do that, though. I don't, you know.
That's actually quicker than sometimes people come in and they're like, well, we recorded the album a year ago and we're just going to release it. And they're already tired of it. And they're, you know, not tired of it, but they're already on to new material.
Yeah. The record cycles I still don't get. Sarah and I were just talking about that. Well, I don't know the last time. When was the last thing you put up?
2014.
Yeah.
Right,
see, it doesn't seem that long.
We're
going to
find out more about that. Just
but for me too, before that it was the same, 14 or 15. And then, I don't know, some people, it's like 2 years. Or though, I was talking to Dave, the Turtles, they have like gigs 2 years out. I'm just like, man, I don't even know if I'm going to still be playing music. That seems insane.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
once
you get to the level that they're at, suddenly it's like you've got people telling, you know, you're doing you're doing that. So,
yeah.
For sure. Sarah, since it came up, so it's been a while since you had music. Have you been working on anything new?
Yeah, I have a new record that's it's head into mixing, so the songs are pretty much done, and I don't know when it'll come out. You know, I take my time, but I don't have any pressures in terms of like when something needs to be released.
Right. Yeah.
So, but it feels good to have new songs.
Yeah.
To be able to perform and have the band learn. And they're a real thing now, you know, rather than just floating around in my head. So, it's time.
Wonderful. Well, looking forward to that. Always excited to hear new stuff from you.
Yeah.
Well, what do you two want to do next?
Why don't we do
Frankie song? Okay, Sarah.
Sure.
Kind of
right.
So is this one of the new ones that you're hoping to put on the album?
Yep, this will be on the record. It's called Oil Fields. You're the loneliest you've ever prayed. Couldn't live
lake, the river's running tired. This might just be the inference. We're hanging by the wire, and the oil fields are drying out. The river's running tired. This might just be the inference. We're hanging by the wire, and it's never been easy. It's never been easy. No, it's never been easy for our love. And it's never been easy. No, it's never been easy. It's never been easy for our
That is Sarah Kruger along with Frankie Lee live from Studio A. Lovely. Looking forward to hearing more of that album. We'll have to have you in the studio.
Of course.
When that comes out.
Yeah.
So, Frankie, let's talk about the album a little bit more. So, and you had a nice band with you there. Was it all kind of done live at the house?
Yeah, 90% of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was mainly the guys that's everyone who actually, except for Ben Lester, will be there tomorrow night.
Oh, great.
And they're just guys I've known for a really long time. And that kind of circle of trust type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, they play with enough people. They're just sensitive to the point where you don't really need to tell them what to do. And you trust all their instincts. I think that's just any type of creative process. If you're going to, there's people who just, they can play everything themselves and then they have other people recreate it and all that. And there was a part of me that also wanted to try that. But before that, I kind of wanted to try this and this way with these people. And it's just reaffirming when, people use music for a lot of different reasons. We were talking about Kanye West earlier. But for me, it's always...
that's a whole other rabbit hole.
Yeah, that's going to be a tax write-off, by the way. That's my theory, is that the gigs will be under the church, and then
his new
he'll
religious
be able to keep
thing.
His money. Yeah, yeah. That's my thought. Mm-hmm. But anyways, it's just a communal thing. We need excuses to get together and not talk so much. I'm probably more guilty than anyone in my circle of friends of that. And so if I could cook maybe a little bit better, I would do that, or you know, some type of communal gardening, or you know, I suppose that's what happens when people have kids. They get their kids together. That's a really joyful, you know, pure in the moment type of thing where everything goes that is in the front of your head just kind of goes above it, and then your consciousness just kind of enters into these weird moments. Sometimes there's seconds. There's a couple moments on the record, but even it's just the in betweens of all that where you're allowing that space. And so, those guys, I feel that way about. I have a really deep connection to them. They're not like hired guns by any means, but they're really, really close people who I want around, you know, all the time, mm-hmm. to music and life. So it's, you kind of hear that a little bit. It's a little bit, you know, if you listen to it, like it's hard to listen to music now. We're so busy, but if you listen to it, get the vinyl or something. It's just energy in a room, really. Mm-hmm. You know, it's mm-hmm. just a, it's that hippie of a concept, but that's what we tried to do. You know,
mm-hmm.
so you want to get the right energy. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes like with a rock band, it's like you eat a bunch of speed and drink a bunch of beer and bang your head against the wall, and it sounds like that, and that's a really good energy. You know, you put on a Ramones record or something, and Or you know, some Arctic Monkeys record. It sounds like Teen Angst, you know, Nirvana. But for this record, it was in the spirit of kind of those early Van Morrison records up in Woodstock, and you know, Bobby Charles, and just an organic kind of natural. You know, like I said about the strawberries, man, mm-hmm. the little farm truck instead of the superstore, and it was never made for kind of mass consumption.
Yeah.
Although, I'm selling if you're buying. Just
well,
not a lot of it.
And it does have a really, really kind of warm and down-to-earth feel. And I did kind of get a little bit of like a 70s vibe, just kind of that that sound that you don't get anymore.
Yeah.
And I really liked, there's some flute and saxophone on there.
Yes.
The first song, I just noticed at the end, there just is this lovely, very simple flute part, but it just adds so much. And I thought that was really nice.
Thank you. Nelson will be there tomorrow, too.
Nice.
He's such a special player. I had that melody in my head. I thought it was like I kept going, and they're like, is that a fugue horn? What is it? I was like, I don't know, but I'm just going to keep. So Tom was very patient. And he's like, why don't we get someone who plays the instrument? I was like, oh, yeah. That'd be a great idea. So it turned out it was a flute with a little bit of a saxophone underneath.
Nice.
It, which you'll hear that tomorrow. Coming up.
And this is out on Loose Records again, which I think the last one was as well, which is an English record label. We talked about that a little bit the last time you were here. Have you done a lot of touring over there?
Yeah, I've been over there twice already this year. You know, I get over there as much as I can, to be honest. You kind of fall into the trope of being one of those like unknown in America songwriters, and then you go over there and people are like happy to see you. But I guess that's fine. I just don't play a lot over here because the states are so massive. They're just so big, and like to drive a band to California is like $7,000, and I don't want to play Tuesday in Salt Lake City to get a. It's just when you get to Europe, they have the arts funded, and the town. You know, just like every 2 hours, your mind is just completely blown by something. You can't even read about that stuff or see it. And anyone's been to Europe would be like, shut up. But at the same time, they know, because it's very real, and the tradition of the music that I play comes from there. Mm-hmm. I consider what I play to be American, but what does American mean anyways, you know? It's a whole confluence of all these immigrants, and the music that, especially like the northern and western parts of Europe, are just, it's just phenomenal. You walk into bars and people are actually singing. Or you start playing an acoustic guitar and they get quiet. It's a crazy concept, I know. But it still happens over there. So I'll continue to put my records out over there for the sheer purpose of getting back over there and doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's I think there used to be a lot, like there was Elektra used to be a label that would put out, you know, like Kerner Rand Glover or Laura Nero or something like, you know, very like downplayed, you know, Tom Rush or something like that, and not that that's gone away, but we've lost the kind of coffee house circuit, we've lost the small venue circuit over here, and there's a million different reasons, but the biggest one is just, you know, corporate interest. Live Nation owns everything, and so, you know, it's a risk that people want to listen to music, and so I like taking that risk over there a lot more than I do here, to be honest, because you're fighting with Buck Hunter and televisions and DJs and just, It's if you really want culture shock, you know, that go to a small town in Ireland and go to a concert, and it's just unbelievable. You can't the amount of respect, an actual tradition. Like I was saying about my family, I consider music to be very traditional. And if you don't believe in God, or you didn't go to school, or you didn't play sports, or your family's broken up, you got a divorce, or maybe your parents weren't the best. It really is a place where you can go anywhere in the world and feel at home. And it's never felt more at home than over there to me playing music. So, and that's no dig on the States. I'm happy to be here, and I love my friends here, Sarah here, and Duluth especially. Everyone up here is such a good community. And but when I go on my own solo out there in the world, I feel like it's a worthwhile pursuit over there. And here I feel like I'm beating my head against a television set, you know, competition or something.
It's kind of nice to have that option then, you know, where you have this place where you feel at home and you can still keep plugging away over here, but...
Yeah,
but maybe you need some refueling and
totally. Everyone does.
Head over there where everybody knows your name, apparently.
Yeah. In Ireland, they do. Yeah.
Nice. All right. If I go to I've never been to Ireland, unfortunately. If I ever go, I'm going to start asking me, do you know Frankie Lee? Do you know Frankie Lee?
Yeah. Maybe a few places. Kilkenny, Dublin. Maybe some parts of Belfast. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to wrap up with here?
All right. Well, we could do a John Prine song. Is that against the
I'm all in favor of that. I feel like I think the funny thing is I think that
did we do one before?
No. Jim Hall actually last week did a John Prine song. It's his first song, it's apparently a John Prine theme.
This is for Jim Hall. It's a Jim Hall song. All right. How's it go? Come on, Lee. Come on, lady, come on early. Come on big when you're feeling small. You come on straight and you come on curly. Sometimes you don't come home at all. What in the world's going on? What in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed and sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. I got a heart that burns like a fever. And I got a word in a jealous mind. And how can love last forever? Get left so far behind. What in the world? What in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of sound and loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. Mighty mean in a dreadful sorrow. And I cross the evil line today.
How can you talk about tomorrow? We ain't got one word to say. What in the world's come over you? What in heaven's name have you done? Broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. Out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run.
Regularly live from Studio A, along with Sarah Kruger and John Prine-Tune. Always welcome. He kind of set the standard, I think, for.
Welcoming song.
just the most human, down to earth, you know, just, jeez. I don't know, whatever that John Prine-iness is, he just...
It's singular, isn't it, to him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It feels so good. It's like warm butter on toast. Or
all right. Thanks so much. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Peyton Johnson and Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs.